All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset, your daily dose of chill with your favorite hype guy, Dylan Brooks, here to help you navigate this crazy world one mindful moment at a time. Ever feel like anger or resentment is holding you hostage? Like that old grudge from high school keeps popping up and ruining your day. You know that feeling when you're stuck in the past, replaying a negative experience over and over again in your head? Yeah, I've been there. We all have. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving deep into the power of forgiveness, not just for other people, but for ourselves too. Forgiveness is a superpower, people. It's not about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about releasing the grip that anger and resentment have on your mind and your heart. Think of it like this. Holding on to negativity is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, slows you down, and makes every step harder. Forgiveness is like taking those rocks out of the bag and letting them go. And trust me, the lighter you feel once you let go. It's not always easy, though, right? Our brains are wired to remember the bad stuff. It's a survival mechanism. But when we get stuck replaying negative experiences, it can lead to anxiety, depression, and even physical health problems. Forgiveness helps us break free from that cycle. It allows us to move forward with clarity, peace, and more energy to focus on the good stuff. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Forgiveness starts with you. This is a big one. You can't control other people's actions, but you can control your own reactions. Forgiveness begins with choosing to let go of the anger and resentment you feel towards yourself or others. It's about taking responsibility for your own emotions and deciding not to be held captive by them. 2. It's a process, not a switch. Forgiveness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, patience, and often, a willingness to confront some uncomfortable feelings. Think of it like peeling off layers of an onion. Each layer represents a different aspect of the hurt you need to address. 3. It's about your well-being, not theirs. Let me be clear. Forgiveness is not about condoning harmful behavior or excusing someone's actions. It's about releasing the negativity that's holding you back. It's a gift you give yourself freedom from anger, resentment, and the heavy burden of the past. 4. It doesn't mean forgetting. Forgiveness doesn't mean erasing what happened or pretending it didn't occur. You can forgive someone without condoning their actions or trusting them again. It simply means choosing to release the anger and pain that you're holding on to. 5. Practice makes progress. Just like any skill, forgiveness takes practice. Start small. Forgive yourself for a minor mistake. Let go of a petty annoyance. As you get more comfortable with forgiving small things, you'll find it easier to tackle bigger issues. Okay, let's bring this down to earth with a real-world example. Imagine this. You had a big project at work that went completely south. Your teammate messed up a key part, and it cost the entire team time and energy to fix it. Now, you're feeling angry and frustrated. You could spend weeks replaying the situation in your head, dwelling on what went wrong and how your teammate let you down. Or you could choose forgiveness. It might feel difficult at first, but try to see things from their perspective. Maybe they were under pressure, maybe they made a genuine mistake. Instead of holding on to the anger, focus on moving forward. Talk to your teammate about what happened, work together to find a solution, and learn from the experience. Forgiveness doesn't mean ignoring the problem, it means choosing to address it with compassion and understanding. So, remember folks, forgiveness is not just about being nice, it's about being free. It's about releasing the past and creating space for peace, joy, and growth. Don't let anger or resentment hold you back any longer. Choose forgiveness, choose freedom. When to take action today? Leave a comment below telling me about one thing you can forgive yourself or someone else. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family who could use a little dose of Stoic Mindset magic. See you tomorrow for another powerful essay.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.